She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
I'd love to read a book about parenting from a man's perspective, and my favorite book on the subject is by our guest, Brian Leaf, Misadventures of a Parenting Yogi, Cloth, Diapers, Co-Sleeping, and My Sometimes Successful Quest for Conscious Parenting. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. We're so glad to have you in the show. I'm a huge fan. I love in the preface, I am a parent. I can prove it. Inside my coat pocket right now are one diaper clean, one pair of children's underwear soiled, one unscratched lottery ticket, and countless teething biscuits and rice cake crumbs. I just think it's great. You know what's so cool, Brian, about your book is that you introduced me to so many alternative and neat ways of parenting from a bunch of experts all in one place. Tell us when you decided to write your awesome book.
So the previous book, which was Misadventures of a Garden State Yogi, told the story of how yoga had helped me move away from colitis and had helped me find health. And so really this book is just the follow-up to that book. That book took me from, told the story of me sort of ages 17 to 30. And then when I thought about what book to write next, it just sort of became obvious that that it was going to be this book, which told the story from 30 to almost 40, really.
Yeah, well, you know, I the chapter titles are great, by the way. There's a squirrel in our bed. I mean, Andrea and I both have kids, and I think that's a pretty great description.
That tells
Andrea,
the story of when I used to wake up in the middle of the night and think that there was a squirrel in our bed, and then realize that it was Gwen, my wife, who was pregnant, munching on some crackers or saltines or different things in the middle of the night.
Brian, how many kids do you have?
Two.
Oh, you have two. Okay, very cool. So I guess, where were you before, you know, before you wrote this book? What led you to writing, I guess, those two books?
That's a long story, but I had written a bunch of vocabulary workbooks, actually. And some of them I was really happy with, but then I wound up writing a bunch of vocabulary workbooks based upon the really popular Twilight Vampire series, which is a great series,
okay.
But it wasn't for me, and I found myself kind of out of alignment. I found myself writing about things that I didn't really care about, and I'm very sensitive in that way, and when I'm doing work that I don't feel good about or I feel bad about or it's not in alignment with my heart, then I really get kind of depressed. And so one day I realized that I had really dropped pretty deep into a hole with that, and so I kind of resolved to write something that mattered most to me. So I went on this kind of quest to write my passion project, to write the yoga book, the first of these two books. And my friends used to call it building my ark because it was like I was this lunatic out there who, you know, was like Noah building the ark. And so that's what led me to it. And it kind of worked. It did sort of save me. It took me out of that depression because I find that when I'm doing what I care about, when I'm you know, representing my passion and my heart in my work, it just makes me a lot happier.
And I love what you're saying, and I believe that's exactly how I feel too. And I couldn't do what I do unless I absolutely loved it. And people will say, you know, oh, do you enjoy your work? And I'm always like, it's not really work. You know, I'm so blessed that I could, you know, have a vocation that I absolutely am passionate about. And, you know, I enjoy doing every day and have amazing co-hosts like Lisa who share this passion for me. And we do so many different things. So we are all on the same
page. I think that's so critical. And a lot of people feel like, that they can't find theirs, but I think one of the keys is I think one of the keys is that that a lot of times it feels like we should have somebody else's passion, and the trick is finding our own. Because, you know, writing books is right for me, hosting radio for you. For somebody else, it could literally be trading stocks on Wall Street. There's no right or wrong. There's just finding what it is for us that's that passion.
Yeah, you know, and you certainly have found yours, and your writing has become a passion of mine. I'd love to focus on one of the parenting experts who I think is fabulous, Alfie Kahn. Tell us a little bit about Alfie and his philosophy.
So, yeah, he is wonderful. One of his philosophies would be unconditional parenting, the notion that it's important that we let our kids know that through various ways, or that our kids realize that we raise them in a way that they realize that we love them unconditionally, not for what they do, not for how they behave, but simply because they are. And so he has a lot of approaches to meet that. But I really love that idea. And you know, one of them is the way in which we treat kids, the way we speak to them. Some of the ones are obvious, you know, not berating kids, not belittling them. That's sort of obvious. But some of them are less obvious. Like, he's actually, just as he's against punishments, he's equally kind of against praise, using star charts and things to reward kids, because he feels like that actually gives them a sense of conditional love, just as punishments would or timeouts would. So it's really kind of revolutionary, controversial, but I think really a powerful stuff.
Yeah, you know, I got his book. I have one of his books. I don't know if he's written more. And my husband just grabbed it, and I haven't even read it yet. He took it, and he said it's awesome. He goes, you're going to love this book. Another thing I loved in your book was the playful parenting, and this is so important. This was from Larry Cohen, Get on the Floor, Follow the Giggles, roughhousing. And that's apparently really important, that rompous time. You say Noah has his favorite rompous time game. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's a great way to connect with kids. My boys love it. Playing around and throwing around and getting physical, kind of, you know, playing around. I think that is really important. And Larry Cohen, again, he has some brilliant stuff, some really great ways to interact with the kids and resolve through conflicts and kind of creative ways. And I think we need help sometimes being creative because, you know, a parent, we're just on all the time, and I think a parent can really feel kind of against the wall and out of gas, you know, out of steam. And so I like these because it's like filling the toolbox with some fresh tools.
Ooh, my husband used to say that. Yeah, my husband used to say that all the time. He used to say, because I have a son and two daughters, and he used to play, you know, rough with him, and he was saying that it is very good for them. So it's nice to hear, you know, reinforcing that. And it definitely gives, you know, the father and their son some nice quality time in terms of bonding. So I think that's a great tip.
That a lot of people do say that it's especially, I mean, I think mothers, you know, should totally wrestle and roughhouse on the bed too. But a lot of people do say that, especially men who might not feel as comfortable in the, and this isn't true of many men, I like to think it's not true of me, but some men perhaps report that they don't feel as comfortable in that kind of nurturing, loving role perhaps. And you know, getting wrestling on the bed or on the floor is kind of a great way for them to really get into it and connect in that way, in a way that they might feel comfortable.
I don't know if I could, to be honest with you, I don't think I could do it. I couldn't roughhouse. First of all, even without roughhousing, I get kicked in the face and kicked in areas, you know, that I don't really want to get kicked in. And I'm like, half the time, I'm shielding myself from, like, because, you know, having a son and even like little babies, like, I'm constantly getting, I can't even tell you how many times I got kicked in the teeth.
No,
so I'm not sure I'd be the type
of mom. I'm glad you brought that up. I think if nothing else than for insurance purposes, we do need to state that there are some implicit dangers in this practice. And no, it's absolutely true. I've learned to guard my nose. That's really the key spot is the nose. You just have to really guard the nose. And, you know, every now and then you're with parents, I'm sure this happened to you, you know, and somebody's got a mom or a dad has a black eye. You say, what happened? And, you know, it's not, I've seen it, I can think of right now two times where somebody I know, one time a babysitter, one time a mom, showed up with a black eye from a baby or a child who had headbutted them by accident. So it is a danger of the field.
Brian, how old are your boys now?
They're 8 and 4. Noah's 8 and Benji's 4. I have to tell you a funny story about Alfie Cohn, who you talked about earlier. I think this is in the book, but he's very famous and he's really, you know, quite a star. I mean, to me, he's a real celebrity, you know, almost the way, I don't know, the star of Big Bang Theory would be to somebody who's really into that TV show. And so for the book, I actually contacted him to see if he would write a comment for the book. Or if he would even just read it and give me his feedback. So I reached him, and I was so starstruck to reach him, and I sent him the book, and he read it, his chapter, and he emailed me back. And at the time, I had this whole kind of funny joke in there about I grew up Jewish, and I had this joke about my dad and how he likes meeting Jewish people.
We have about 10 seconds left.
Oh, okay. Oh, you finished the story. So, I can't finish the story. People have to get the book to find the end of the story.
Exactly. I apologize, but we're out of time. It goes by so fast. But if you want it, I want to tell people where they can find out more about you. MisadventuresOfAYogi.com. Thank you so much for being on our show, Brian. I'm Andrew Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter on your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Stay well.